That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Hello.
Hi, hi, hello. Welcome to Off Book,
the well-known
musical.
Catchphrase of this podcast.
That's right.
Hi, hi, hello.
Hi, hi, hello, which is, of course, what we say to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hi, hi, hello. This is Off
Book. You have to be proper with that ghost.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Ghost, Mrs. Ghost. This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach
and
Jess.
I was like, go where you want to go. I'll bring some Catholicism to guide you along if
think
you need it.
I do, could never be more clear that I need it. I need help to be guided through Judaism. I need all the help I can get for all of them. We are here to offer our small help to all of you with this Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
And that one's Zach Reno. And let me say, transitioning out of that, you didn't need any help. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, engineering and playing guitar. We got Dana Wickens on the stickens.
Producing the drums whenever they come.
Whenever they come. This episode, of course, brought to you by Woodbird, the Wooden Frog. Hopefully this week we will find out what sound does the wooden frog.
Hi, hi, hello, Woodbert. Thank you for joining us. And yet again, no sound. Fine. We get it. One day we'll make time.
That's okay. Much like the Holy Ghost.
Sure.
It's about faith, right? You know that you have to know that the wooden frog makes a sound, even though to our mortal ears, we've never heard it and never will hear it.
And that is what faith is.
And that's faith. And that's what faith is. And that's what faith does.
Sure.
And that's what faith means to me.
Okay. Yeah. That needs no guidance. Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. Great job.
Have we talked about the sort of 1-2 punch? Well, I don't know if you've experienced this. I've definitely experienced this where like you're in the, it's the before times. You're in the car, you're listening to the radio and a jam comes on. You're like, I'm feeling this jam. And it takes a while for you to realize that it is a song about Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just at that point of the song, I'm like, oh, I am no longer the target audience for this song.
Well, you still are, Zach.
That's right. Sorry. I am definitively
the
target audience for this song.
The most target audience. The modern Christian pop maybe we have talked about this before. I think maybe I've mentioned this before that there's a Catholic hymn that has like, here I am standing
I
am here it's I great. Am. Here I am, waiting like a lover.
Like a lover, yes, yeah. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
I do want to do a quick shout out to all my born-again Christian friends in high school that did not try to convert me. Just want to sort of like give them big ups to that.
Big ups.
Did you guys do, this is our deeply religious episode of Off Book. Did you guys do, there were always like prayer circles before musicals.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not like exclusive. Like anyone could be a part of them. I wasn't because it wasn't for me. But like that did happen before every musical that we ever did.
We did not have that. I mean, we had like circle up and we had pass the squeeze, and we had other like little rituals that we would
pass
do.
The squeeze is so important. It's so important to get on the same page.
You actually must pass the squeeze. Otherwise, how can you possibly go on and do the pajama game if you haven't passed the squeeze?
It is funny how much crossover there is between like high school musical warm-ups and collegiate theater degrees and the sort of training you do in those classrooms and like a beginning level acting class and a beginning level improv class.
I think I've maybe said this before, that we had a movement quarter in college where we were doing like mime and movement and as part of our acting class quarter.
Classic Eminem.
And you had to come in a leotard or a unitard every day. And right. I like honestly loved it because it was Chicago in winter, and so it was just an extra layer I would just wear all day. I would just like keep my unitard on all day. But there was this exercise we did where we had to become Rodin sculptures and hold them for as long as possible without moving, and it was
like
really
a sculpture
famously still and it was really really painful. And at one point we did this thing where you were like, you'd do them solo and then you did them in groups, and the teacher would like spotlight different people to be able to walk around the room almost like a museum and look at you. And then the teacher started talking, and I fully perceived this professor as forgetting that we were still holding these poses. And in my still Rodin stance was just like, we're still here, because it was hurting so bad. And then at the end, she revealed that like part of Rodin's a signature of his work is that the limbs are longer than humans actually have their limbs, so all of the poses are impossible. And like that was inherent to the challenge, but it was a real like
trick. It was a premeditated.
She knew what she was doing, but she was just like, because she kept being like, well, I don't know, can you further that extension? Can you further that?
Can you make this as accurate as possible to this impossible standard?
And you can't. And it was like that movement was a lot about like, you know, fully inhabiting and fully like extending the energy to every part of your body. And how dumb, right?
I don't like being tricked as a way of
as
my
education.
As a
teaching tool? Yeah, I think like being tricked as a teaching tool is honestly
I don't respond well to having my trust breached, particularly if I'm in a vulnerable state, i.e. wearing a unitard.
Exactly, with like other 20-year-olds, and she's just like, I remember she was so smug when she revealed it. She was like, you know what? This whole time, you were doing the impossible. And I was like, you thought that that was going to be the coolest mic drop of all time. You had this moment. You practiced this at home. And all I'm thinking is, my neck is so tight from holding this impossible pose for a half an hour.
There is only one sort of scenario in which I want to be tricked. And that is
magic.
If the yes, kind of, sort of, though, if I am being taught the art of deception.
Sure.
If I am in a class, the express purpose of which is to teach me how to grift, how to con, how to bend the wheel, the iron spokes of this capitalist society in its unjust form to like Robin Hood-esque justice, then I need your instructions on like, how do I infiltrate?
I want the lessons to be deception in themselves, so
the
that
lesson
I'm double
is
learning.
Deception. Yes.
Yes.
Then you have to teach. Then I'm ready for it. Right.
Right.
But not if you're teaching me Eminem. Teach me movement and mime.
Movement and mime. Do want to say I feel confident. I've never been more relatable than when I discussed my university education where I held a Rodin pose.
It's relatable to me, friend. I'm there with you.
I'm confident that that's the time that people are like, we share so much.
And now I need to listen to Doughboys because I have eaten a hamburger before. Something, speaking of incredibly relatable things, something that the graduate program did at our school was like every once in a while you would walk around the quad and the grad students, all of whom were a little bit older, were like in a mask class, and they would all be out wearing masks, not talking, but doing like creating whatever the nonsense fantasy voice for their mask was.
Sure.
And so like you would encounter the person that taught you acting 101, but they're a bird now and they're going bee-dee-bee-dee-bee, like up in your face, like walking up to you and doing it.
Let me be clear. I love theater so much, but also it's so whack.
It's so whack. And but it did also make me laugh so hard. And I think it was because it was like it was a subsection of clowning. That was sort of the intended purpose. It was just sort of surreal.
I did summer theater the summer after I graduated college, and there was such a divide between like the cast of some of us wanted to just watch the British soap, teen soap Skins, and like go get Indian food. And the other half were like, we're practicing our unicycle and doing mask work in the backyard. Would you care to join us? And we were like, actually, no,
actually, no. I do like...
honor and respect that you love Comedia so much.
And
but
I
like,
love that you're part of the theater crowd and you're repping for Arlecchino so hard right now. And I love that about
thank
you.
Thank you for knowing that he was such an Arlecchino. Can I just tell you?
On the unicycle? No question.
Trickster?
No Capitan is getting on a unicycle. It's just not happening.
No Doctore is getting on a unicycle.
Okay. This is good. Okay, this is good. Scott, hold on. This is good. Okay, remind me, there's Arlecchino, he's the trickster.
Yes.
There's Doctore, he's like the old doctor.
Doctor.
He's sometimes like a fool, but he's mostly just like old.
Yeah.
There's Capitan, he's a buffoon.
He's every Will Ferrell character.
He's Gaston.
Tons of confidence, but not a lot of acumen.
And then there's the two lovers, what are they called?
I think that they have, Isabel.
There's the Isabel. But where's the, like, we need the modern ones. What are the new Comedia characters? The one who vapes, which is the vaping Comedia character, which is the Instagram, I guess that's we're in sort of a similar zone here.
We cut to a classroom. This class actually started on time. I was just in the back, and it's my class to teach a class in deception. And you waited, asked questions, but oh no, too late. You've already been grifted by me, Gabrielle the Great.
At Trickster University. University for tricks. At Trickster University, that's where we get our kicks.
And is this a classroom, or is this actually the shower? Yes, this is actually the communal showers. Aren't you impressed by my deception powers? I took down the curtains, and I put up posters that said, just hang on. If you thought the deception was done, then you were wrong. At Trickster University, the place where you learn tricks. At Trickster University, the place where you learn tricks.
Now come follow me to the cafeteria. Oh, that's right, you fall. Because the tunnel that leads to the cafeteria is just a thing that I painted on a wall. And now follow me off of this cliff as I stand in midair. But you cannot, so you fall to the ground. It's tricks, it doesn't have to be fair. At Trickster University, the place where we learn tricks. Trickster University,
the place where you learn tricks. You thought I was going to say it soon, but I pulled another trick on you.
And now you thought that I was going to sing, but it was a trick. And now Scott is gone. But is he actually gone, or is it just a trick? Nope, everyone is gone for me. Oh no, it was a trick. It was just a trick.
A trick. All right, so everyone take their syllabus, pass this around, pass this around, pass this around, pass it serpentine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pass it to your class. Yes?
I think I might be in the wrong
class. You might be in the wrong class.
Yeah.
Oh, are you not enrolled in Deception 101?
No, I'm not. Is that what this is?
Yeah, this is Deception 101.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not enrolled here. I'm in the wrong class.
What are you enrolled in?
Physics. I'm in physics.
Okay, yeah, that's a completely different building.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, do you want to stay?
Yeah, I'll stay. Sure. Yeah, you know what? I'm here. I'll stay.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm good.
Okay. Well,
my name's Fox Candles, by the way. I'm not on the syllabus. I'm not on your roll sheet. My name is Fox Candles.
All right. Fox Candles. Fox Candles walking in to my classroom. Well, I never thought I'd see the day.
I see you've caught on. That's a deception. Of course I'm supposed to be in this class. I'm Fox Candles, son of the great Wolf Candles. Maybe you've heard of him. He's dean of the school.
Heard of him. He's my boss.
So, yeah, I think I've pretty much learned. I think I'll do just fine in this class. Teach. Thanks.
Oh, is that right, Mr. Candles? You think you know all you need to know already?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting a sense real bad that I've already been tricked by my teacher here because I think that you're my dad. Ooh, very tricky, Dad, that you thought you could sneak up on me. And I wouldn't catch my own dad just sneaking in company.
Who, me? Oh, you think that I'm your dad, Wolf, tricking you?
Yes, you. Oh, my dad, Wolf Candles, that's the thing he would do.
I'd sneak into your dorm room and switch the clock. And you think that I'd use a bobby pin to undo the lock. And I'd actually make you wake up at 3 a.m. see, so that I could play a little trick on you, my sonny bee.
Who, me? Ow. You think I or son would fall for that thing that you do? You and yes, I do. Well, then I think that this next part's fair. None of these other students in the class, I assume, are actually here. Right. This is a bag of candy corn, and this is a pile of straw. You thought that I couldn't see through your little tricks of my own dad, my pa. Who, me?
I like you catching on my son, you see.
Yes, you. Tricking me is my thing that my dad would do.
Your dad would do. Call, son.
Cut to the chase, Dad. I know your tricks.
Yes, I just did. Hello, son. I just wanted you to be prepared. As Dean of Trickster University, you're going to have different higher standards set on you, son. All of your professors will be expecting more from you. So I snuck into your dorm room, changed your alarm clocks so you'd come here all alone at 3 a.m. and
replaced all my classmates with bags of candy corn and piles of hay.
Yes. Yeah,
classic dad stuff. Don't you worry, Dad. I'm going to be the greatest trickster this school has ever seen. But in fact, by the end of the year, I'm going to be the dean of this school.
Seriously? Son, no, don't race to that. I want you to find your own path. No, I want you to find your own. Not in a year, son. I want you to take your 4 years at this university to learn and grow and make bonds and friends.
Gotcha.
Just sort of take this time to become an adult. And then I want you to sort of experience several different versions of jobs and career paths you could take and sort of mull your work-life balance. And then at the end of that, if you want to get into higher education, I would really recommend it. But you'll have to go through a professorship before you could be a dean.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, son?
Nice try. I'm going to be the dean by the end of the year. And none of these lies that you're putting on me right now about learning and finding myself and deciding what I want. I know you. This is just another one of your tricks, and I'm not going to fall for it. So I'll see you at
in
the dean.
My office.
Which will be my office.
Your office.
At the end of the year.
And what will I... Oh, into a bat? I'm so proud.
I don't know. It was just like, I want to go to school close to home, right?
Yeah, that was kind of part of my math, too, is like... I actually wanted to be away from home, not because I didn't like love being home, but
no,
just
want to get some space.
Yeah, just like that way I know I'm going to like really have this sort of new page, I guess. Yeah. You know? But so you don't want to be a trickster? Because for me, this is huge because I'm a master of disguise.
Oh, that's so cool. No, I'm sort of like don't know what I want.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
I kind of care. I'm like open to the idea of being a trickster, but I'm undeclared.
Oh, wow. You're you came to trickster. You came to Trickster University undeclared.
I did. You're in the MOD.
I'm an MOD major. Yeah, that's in the cool. MOD. I'm in the Mod Pod.
That's cool. I'm sort of. I guess I don't know. On the one hand, like Illusion is kind of interesting.
Illusion's
to me.
Super cool. But it has a ton of prereqs, which I was kind of like, that's going to take like 2 years before I even take a class in my major. You know, that's like 2 years of physics and card holding before like you even get to take like illusionary stuff.
They got rid of the gaslighting major. I feel like that's a good thing. That was sort of like an outdated holdover.
Yeah.
But. Like, verbal deception is also pretty interesting to me.
Yeah. Well, I hear that's what gaslighting just became. A lot of those professors just went into verbal deception.
It does sort of seem like it's sort
hard.
Of like an evolution of a
it's
bad
hard.
System.
We'll see.
But I don't know. I really don't know. But
Claire, have you thought about, it seems like...
No, Sarah, what?
It seems like you're open. It seems like you have given this thought. You can take a list down and see what strengths you got. And maybe that will lead you to the decision that you should. Have you thought about majoring in Robin Hood?
Robin Hood?
Yeah, Robin Hood.
Majoring in robbing from the rich and giving to the poor, and dismantling patriarchies that are not fair for sure, in swordplay and archery and stealing and flips. Being Robin Hood, that could really do the trick.
You get to learn archery and common theft, but that's not it yet. At the heart, you learn how to do what's good when you major in Robin Hood.
That could be good. That could be good to major in Robin Hood. That could be good. That could be good to major in Robin Hood. I think I would like it. I know that I like the woods. And I like wearing capes. A cape on me looks good.
And I think there is something else that I really like to believe. I think you have it in you to lead a merry band of thieves. And that could be good.
That could be good to major Robin Hood.
That could be good. That could be good
to major in Robin Hood.
And if this is right for you, if it doesn't seem so wrong, then you could be Robin Hood and I'll be your Little John.
Little John.
Robin Hood and Little John right walking through the forest. Hoodie-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
in a jar, walking through the forest.
Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day, what a day. Oh my gosh, you can whistle? You absolutely should be a Robin Hood major.
Yeah, thank you.
Also, can I just tell you, your spirit animal is kind of a fox.
Thank you.
And let's be clear, that is the seminal Robin Hood.
Yes, that is the main Robin Hood, Robin Hood the Fox. Also my favorite Robin Hood. Little John's a bear, but in that one, he also does like pull him, like trick the king into thinking that he's like a prince. So he's very much a master of disguise.
Yeah, well, he does that fortune teller scene. You know, he's like...
He does the old lady bear.
And honestly, I feel like I kind of have a bear energy because I love to really conserve my power.
You have big bear energy.
Big bear energy.
Have you? Oh my gosh.
What?
Can we talk about how wild it is? If you had asked me, where is Trickster University? Big Bear would not have been my first guest. And I guess that's sort of part of the beauty of it.
Yeah, it's like, and actually I hear that they change every year. Like,
right, which is why I was like, oh, this is close to me. I'm going to go here. Because there weren't a ton of options actually for colleges out here.
Yeah. And then next year you will be away from home. I hear that like every seventh year it's in Bermuda.
Whoa. In the triangle?
Mm-hmm. The very same.
Where is that?
It's in the middle of the Atlantic.
Bermuda?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an island though?
Yeah. It's called Bermuda.
Right. But like, is it in the triangle?
Yeah, it's one of the points of the triangle.
But like, we know where it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
It makes so much sense if someone mysterious like you would have been to Bermuda. Can I ask you like a... just like a brave question, like a little one?
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
What did you do in Bermuda? How was Bermuda for you?
You're asking me to.
I'm asking you to talk about Bermuda as a place that you went and the things that you could do.
We took a catamaran to go on a snorkeling trip. In the blue sea, we took a dip. And there's something that you should understand. Some of their beaches, they have pink sand. Cause there's coral in the reef. And if you can believe, that breaks down in your hand. And it makes Bermuda full of pink sand.
I really want a Guta. Bermuda. I really want a Guta Bermuda for vacacion. I would like to take Utah
back to Bermuda.
Cause I'm really honestly too scared to go alone.
And we could go together as two cohorts and see the men walking around in Bermuda shorts. That's a big common look that they like to do, is they wear the shorts and those knee socks too. And one time I took a Vespa ride, and you know, because of the reef you never have to hide from sharks, they don't have them close to the shore. What about Bermuda? Can I tell you more?
Bermuda, take me to
Bermuda.
Because I really want to go to Bermuda with you. I think that us two should go to Bermuda. Because Bermuda is the only place that will do ta. Bermuda,
Jamaica, ooh, I want to take ya.
Ooh. What about Kokomo?
That's not a real place.
Well, it's where I'd want to go to get away from it all.
That's the ultimate trick.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Right. Okay. Now, welcome. Welcome to Quiffs and Cons 101. I'm your teacher, Buckets. First rule, never use your real name. My name ain't Buckets. How could it be? Any questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, Chelsea.
That's not even my name.
Excellent work, Chelsea.
My question is, how often should you change your name?
Great question, Chelsea. I change my name every time I move to a new locale. Right now, I'm Buckets. When I go home, I change my name. And I know you might be thinking, that's a lot of name changing. How do you fix on a new name? Well, look at a thing in the room and then say the name of the thing and then the name of the thing. That is your new name.
I look at a thing in the room.
That's right.
And I name that thing's
say
name.
Say the thing's name.
Then I make my name the same. My name is Desk.
That's right, and now you've got a new name. And when people put it to the test, no one will know how you came up with the name. And then you call yourself Desk. And then when you go home to sleep, you might be called Feeling Fan. But you change your name when you come back to school, and no one will know who you am. Look at the name of a thing, say that thing's name. Change your name and your name will never be the same.
Never the same.
Name a thing in the room, then say that thing's name. That's your new name and your thing is never gonna be the same. So
Hydrogen, my name is Hydrogen. Does that count since I can't see it, but I know that it's here.
Well, what was the rule about things and looking at them in the room?
All right. My name is Pencil.
Very good. Hydrogen, I'd be like, wait, who came up with a name like that? That's a weird thing that I can't see, and I'd get real suspicious down pat. But then you say Pencil, which is a normal person name, and now I'm not suspicious, and that's the whole name of the game.
Hmm.
Right, that's lesson number one. Lesson number two, how to steal things. Look at a person's stuff. Stuff that they've got. Go up to that person. Put that stuff in your hand. Now that stuff is yours. And you've got it now. No one will be suspicious of the stuff that you've got. Wow. For example, I just took your hat. Now it is my hat. And I did it fast. And if you say, you took that hat from me, I say I didn't. It's just a thing I've got because I can't see.
What if my name's Hat? Can I then be named Hat? You did it super fast, but can my name now be your hat? But then I name it mine, and then it is in time. The hat that I have named that is the same that once was mine.
Yes, cause you look at a thing in the room and said that thing's name. And now your name is Hat, and it will never be the same. Look at a thing in the room.
My hat.
That is your name.
My hat.
Now you say the name and you will never be the same. Class dismissed. All right. Everyone, roll call. Let me read down this list.
Hey, Professor Buckets,
who
why are
the
you
list?
At our lunch? Professor
what?
Buckets, we're just like eating in the cafeteria. You mm-hmm. said class was over. And honestly, one of my favorite things is like that all these classes are really quick because everyone thinks that's a twist. So like, we're just hanging out.
Oh, someone let me check my schedule. Oh, right. This is lunchtime.
Well, I mean, everyone has a different lunchtime. It's not like, you know, but yeah, we're at lunch.
My class is over.
It was over.
We did it already.
Yeah.
It's over now.
Well, that's what you said. Honestly, we could have been in your class for 45 more minutes, but you were like, and that's the end of the class.
Oh,
and,
right.
Because I was like, oh, maybe I could be Hydrogen. And you're like, I can't see it. And you're like, get me out of here.
There's something tricky going on here.
Can I say, guys, something that's been hard to navigate is that there's something tricky going on here is now a good thing. You know what I mean? And that just takes like a little bit of relearning.
Yes. As the son of the dean, it's important, I think, to embody that, which is on the flag. There's something tricky going on here. It's on the school flag.
Yeah.
But also, how do you use it to expose like when something tricky is going on, you know?
Like, how do I say something tricky is going on? I've also been wondering how to know when something tricky is going on here.
Ah, Penelope, so glad that you would chime in.
Hi guys, thanks for letting me join your lunch table. Wait, were you guys just wondering? How do you know when something tricky is going on, if that tricky thing is right or wrong, when you're supposed to be tricky.
How do you know when something tricky is happening? When tricky is like the object thing that we're trying to do here.
Should we have a different word for tricky when the tricky thing isn't good? Let's all brainstorm ideas, even you, girl from Robin Hood. How about puce? I always think that's a weird word. What if we said puce instead of tricky when the tricky is something we did not choose?
We would say there's something puce going on here, implying that it's tricky, but not the kind of tricky we were aiming for.
How do you know?
How do
you
know?
If there's something tricky going on here,
there's something tricky going on.
How do you know? If there's something tricky going on, if it's the kind that's right or wrong, how do you know? If it isn't clear, how do you know when there's something tricky going on here?
'Cause on the one hand, there's the tricky we desire, the kind of tricky that is what we aim. But on the other hand, there's a tricky kind of tricky that we don't know what's up with that. And at the end of it, we want to find who's to blame, who's behind that tricky. But how do you know
when there's something tricky going on here?
How do you know
when there's something tricky going on?
When something's afoot, how do you know?
How do you know if that tricky is right or wrong? When there's something tricky going on, is there something puce going on? Is it totally puce? Does it make you puke 'cause it's so puce? Can we all choose that we say puce if there's some tricky energy on the loose? And if there's like gold, get the gander, not the goose, because there's something tricky and it's totally puce. Could we use puce for the tricky that's ew? There's puce going on.
There's something puce going on here. Something's not tricky, it's wrong here. We gotta get this all clear, because there's something puce going on. We gotta get to the...
You guys agree there's something puce going on here? Like, it's not... There's something puce going on here.
I'm glad you brought it up, Penelope, because I've been spending all year trying to make sure that I end up kicking my dad out of his job and taking his job as dean.
Such a weird journey for you.
Well,
do you feel like he's ready to retire? Like, have you thought about that?
No, I'm going to have to pry it from his cold, dead hands.
Oh my gosh, that's tough. That's tough. Has he been saving? Does he have like a Roth? Does he have a Roth? Did he start a Roth? Did he know about compound interest? Did he start it? What age did he start it?
He's tenured.
Oh, that's something different. We're saying different things.
What are you asking?
If he had a Roth IRA, and what year did he start it?
But you're asking for like his financial situation, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying that he's been in a tenure track for so long that I believe he will continue to get paid money even after he retires.
You still have to save. You've got to have savings. It's the number one thing you got to do.
And most universities, I would agree. But I believe that
just
part
can I tell you, as a major in grifts and gifts, mm-hmm. that like I know that you got to save. That's okay. Actually their biggest lesson that they teach us is that you just got to start saving. And the sooner you start saving, the better.
I believe we also have done just like a ton of insider trading over the course of his tenure.
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, that's a shame.
But I mean, there's so much money.
Yeah, that's pretty tricky. But
it's incredibly tricky.
It's very.
Some would say illegal. What is the line between what is illegal and what is tricky? Because often it's a little bit gray.
Oh, it's in the freshman handbook. Did you not read it?
I didn't read it because I kind of sort of like go by my gut. I just sort of like I'm on my own personal journey to kick my dad out as dean and take his place.
Fox, I freaking love you, but also you're wild.
Thanks, Penelope.
No problem.
What they say, you can take a fox out of the woods, you can't take a woods out of a fox.
Wait, that's what my backpack says. Like, I embroidered that on my backpack.
Wait, what?
I embroidered that on my backpack.
You think what I think?
Wait, I also embroidered that on Claire's backpack because I was like, you are Robin Hood and we must be foxes.
This is wild. I embroidered that Claire doesn't have a backpack. She has a messenger bag, but I did embroider it on the inside flap of her messenger bag.
Of me?
Yeah.
Sarah? You.
What did I say?
Claire?
No, did I did it on...
Are you tricking me right now? Did you embroider it on your own backpack?
I'm just saying that both me, Claire, and my friend Sarah also have it embroidered on our respective bags and messenger bags.
Is this a trick right now?
I don't know. Let's check with our other friend, Sebastian, the goat of the goat department.
Matt. Okay,
Sebastian,
so that clears it up. There's something puce going on. No one? That was by myself. That was just me.
Sort of I would love that was to just sing me. It with you.
There's something puce go. I just tricked you guys into thinking that I was done. There's something puce going on. Here.
There's something puce going on. Something's incredibly strange. I don't know what it is. The whole vibe of the school has changed.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like when we came back from spring break, I felt like things were totally different.
I mean, there's the normal stuff, like they've moved all the buildings around to keep us on our toes.
Sure.
Our teachers have changed all their names based on the things that they last saw.
Sure. But what about this, you guys? Our school used to be in the mountains, and now I think we're fully on a small island with reefs and pink sand. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I haven't seen this earlier.
Oh my God.
We've fully been moved
we're
to
muted.
Bermuda.
We got muted triangled.
No, you know what they say. Every 7 years, they muta the class to see how tricky it is. If they feel like it's especially tricky, they muta it so that it lives in the triangle forevermore.
This is perfect. This is the perfect opportunity for me to simultaneously get us unmuted and prove to my dad that I should be dean of the school. We're gonna get out of this triangle. We're gonna get back to shore. We're gonna prove to my dad that he needs to retire. We're gonna be the trickiest people the world has ever seen. To be sure, we're gonna take these tricks higher and higher. Bermuda can't hold us. No, 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 no. Bermuda can't hold us, no, no.
We're gonna set a trap and a trick for the tricksters who did this to us. And the only tricks that won't happen is between us, cause we got trust. So I won't trick on you if you don't trick on me. And then they can't hold us back in this island in the sea.
Bermuda can't hold us, no, no.
No, no. Bermuda
can't hold us, no, no,
no.
My dad thinks he can put us on an island and retain his position as dean. Well, that's the most short-sighted trick I've ever seen. Because we will build a boat and then we'll leave this triangle quick. And we'll get back to shore and I'll become the dean and it will be the ultimate trick.
Bermuda
can't hold us, no, no.
No, no. Bermuda can't hold us, no, no. No, no. This tricky band of tricksters get out of their university's ultimate trick of moving their university to a triangle after spring break? Will Fox Candles become the dean? Find out when we return to the second half of Trickster University, the musical.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back. When we last left our intrepid heroes of Future Fruit Adventures, were fighting against the evil Vegetable Alliance Empire. Will Strawberry and their band of friends defeat Carrot, the Carrot Overlord, and free their little patch of heaven? Find out in this, the second half of Produce Wars 2125.
Banana, I need a report. Okay. What's the damage to the shields?
Yeah, they're bad. It's broken real bad. All right. Strawberry, I don't think the shields can hold another assault from that.
That's what I was afraid of. Watermelon?
Mon Capitaine. Yes, it is I, Watermelon.
Watermelon, I want a progress report on all of the injuries from that last battle.
Very good, Strawberry. But I will tell you, the losses on our side were very heavy. I fear that we will lose the support of the other fruits in rebellion if we do not make a stand here and now against Carrot, the Carrot Overlord, in his Tower of the Vegetable Empire. Right,
you don't
there.
Need to explain to me what this means, Watermelon. You don't need to make me understand.
I'm sorry, we all understand. We've all been through so much. How could any of us forget the last hour we went through? The most painful turning point in this, the Produce Wars. We were so close. We were so close to saving it all, and then it all went
every
topside.
Every blast, I feel it in my stem. Every moment since this battle began. Every shudder I feel in this seat. Is this really our destiny? Or is this too much for us to bear? Fruits, is this too much for us to bear? Too much for us to bear fruits.
Been in this battle so long, so many friends forgotten. When are we ripe for victory? And when has the day gone rotten? Do we know how long has it been since we fermented to some energy that we need to win?
Is this too much for us to bear? Fruits,
fruits.
Too much for us to bear? Fruits.
I ask you, apples, oranges, and pear fruits.
Is this too much for us to bear? Fruits. Pomegranate, give me a status on the computer.
Their systems are all running low.
Blueberry, you've been my best friend since we were so young. What do you think? Do I have what it takes, or should I cut and run?
Look inside yourself. It's always been there, you see. You have all the vitamins, C and also D. And the C is for caring, and the D is for danger. And you've never shrunk from a challenge before. To challenges, you're not a stranger. It's not too much for you
to bear fruits. It's not too much for us. not lose. This isn't too much for us to bear fruits. It's not too much for us to bear fruits. Not too much to bear.
Cucumber, I want the report to know that all of those fruits were decimated by our last attack.
Okay, so Mr. Carrot, here's what I am seeing.
Carrot! The Carrot! Emperor Carrot! Not Mr. Carrot!
Okay, Mr. Carrot.
Emperor Carrot! Are you not listening to me, Cucumber? I am an emperor now. I did not subjugate all of the Fruit Nation for years and years to be called Mr. Carrot. I am Emperor Carrot.
Okay, so, Mr. Carrot, I have been
seeing... What is going on right now? Are you not hearing what I am saying? Cucumber, were you rattled by the battles that just happened? Why are you so...
I was a little rattled by the battle. I was a little rattled by the battle.
I mean, I'd be rattled by the battle from the huge influx of cattle. So we did not foresee the fruit being aligned with the cattle.
When the cattle cave showed up, I was like, whoa, they got these guys from Moo Moo Planet? This is wild, because I was not prepared.
I will be taking Moo Moo Planet next after I subjugate these fruits. And if those battle cattle want to draw the line in the sand right now,
I don't know. That Moo Moo Planet, that makes the cowboys from Moo Mesa, and they are very good at justice.
Well, yes, well, everyone fears the justice of the Moo Mesa cowboys. This is true.
So I just want to say, that is a powerful alliance. The fruit Rebellion and the Moo Moo Cowboys of Moo Mesa. That is very bad, Mr. Carrot.
This one, Emperor Carrot.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to write it down because I'm more of a visual and tactile learner.
Write it on your skin.
Emperor Carrot. On my skin? My thin, thin little cucumber skin?
Where else would you write it?
You do not have hands. On the piece of paper to our kids so I can look at it.
Oh, yes, no, that's better. Write it on the piece of paper.
Oh,
I want to report. My initial, when we dropped the pesticide bomb, it seemed like we had destroyed all of the fruit. Is that true? Is they all gone? Is the war won?
No, sir. They're honestly the biggest, strongest ship is still being captained by Captain Strawberry, who's very resilient.
Holy gosh dang, that is the opposite of what the initial report said. The initial report says they were all gone, we won. Now you're saying they're big and bad and scary and still here?
Well, we totally thought they were all gone. We were like, there's no way that ship is ever going to fly again.
That's what you said to me.
Well, that was because I was rattled by the battle. Honestly, I was in kind of a pickle because it was very dusty and I couldn't see that well. You can see better than me, Emperor Carrot.
Yes, I have incredible night vision. That is true. So you're saying... We thought we won, but we didn't win. We have not won. If I was waiting for a victory trophy, we have not got one. I want to wear the crown and be the emperor of all the people and the fruit. But that is not what is going on right here. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
We haven't won. We have not won. It isn't done.
Okay, but what about the Lettuce Infantry that we sent out a whole bunch? They were supposed to destroy all the fruits and then come back in time for lunch.
Oh, let us please take a moment, because yes, we had a hunch. But the lettuce, well, they didn't succeed because they got a little crunched. We have not won.
We have not won.
We are not done.
And we're not done.
We have not won. No, we haven't won. No, not yet.
We sent out the squash to squash them very quick. And we sent out the broccolini. They are meanies who would do the trick. And we sent out the tomato, who for some reason switched sides. It was not very nice of them to do, and now, like a turnip, we have to hide. You're saying, have we won? We have not won.
If you're asking if we've won, we have not won. But we still are beating them, sir, and I'm sure soon it will be done. We still have the potatoes, so we will soon have one.
Yes, we will launch the potatoes. We will launch
the potato launcher.
Yes, very good. Put them in the potato launcher. It will be a full spud assault. Hit them right in the eye. It will be good. We will sprout our victory now.
I will not tolerate a second failure, Cucumber. You'll be in a real pickle if you fail me again.
Okay, I understand that is the deal.
All right, Cowboys of the Moo Moo Mesa.
All
right, we're all here.
Dakota, you know we'd follow you through the high, high mesas and the low, low plains, through the buttes and the bluffs. You ride with us, and you ride tough. And if you say it's time for us to ride alongside these fruits, well then, boy, you know that's what we're going to do. Boot up for these fruits.
And I did say that, and we did boot up for these fruits, and we sort of turned around what was looking like a pretty sour situation now. Now I'm asking you to stick with me to see this through.
Dakota.
To make sure that we get these fruits, the freedom they need.
Dakota, you know that I ride with you. Sure as my heart is speckled black and white, I ride with you. And if this is where we're riding, that's where I'm riding.
When I rang this bell around my neck, I knew that you would come.
If you want me to ride with you, just say giddy up. If you want me to stick it through, then say tough enough. If you want me to ride till I can no longer feel my heart, say giddy up. And I'll ride with you.
If I want you to ride by my side, I don't need to lasso you to a post. You'll always be there when I need this herd, and now I need you the most. So I'm not gonna short the danger. The danger cup fill it up, and I need y'all to ride along with me, so I say giddy up.
Oh, there won't be a time when I look you in the eye and I say, what the buck? Because what do you do? Well, I bucker with you, and hey, that's what we giddy up to. To say giddy up and I'll giddy up to you.
Moo 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 moo
moo moo moo
moo moo moo moo moo moo moo moo moo
moo
moo moo moo moo
moo
moo
moo moo moo moo moo moo moo moo moo moo moo
moo moo.
Dakota, you and your team. I mean, I never thought that the Fruit Rebellion would join up with the Cowboys of Mumu Mesa, but here we are, and we're ready to take down one of the worst forces we've seen in the galaxy.
Now I think those who've been paying attention could have seen the signs on the wall. You always get that feeling when your knees creak and your udders shudder, and that's the sign of a revolution brewing, little strawberry. So we're here with you to the end.
Point us in the
direction of this carrot, and we'll ride or die.
Thank you, Dakota. I think I know what you mean. A shudder in your udders. Well, I suppose it's similar to a whim in your stim.
Where? There's a sort of twine in your rind.
Yeah.
It's a sort of feel in your peel.
There's a sort of scrunch in your bunch. We're a bunch of grapes.
It's a sort of plead in your seeds.
We are not that different, you and I. We will grow as high as an elephant's eye. And we will cut down all the corn standing in our way. What do you say? What do you say? 'Cause I say moves and fruits are a team to boot. Moves and fruits are the ultimate team. Moves and fruits are a team to boot, and no vegetable will ever come between moves and fruits.
Dakota, take your team to the port of the starship that they are on.
Yeah.
Turn off the computers, we're gonna ghost for as long as we can to fool their shields and to trick them as we slide. We're gonna go under them, it's the perfect place to hide. And Pomegranate, I need you to give me what you got. And Dakota, I know that this doesn't go without saying, it does not, that I trust you to lead your moo crew. And I know my fruit stands strong. Moos and fruits
are quite a team to boot.
Moos and fruit,
the ultimate team.
Moos and fruits,
quite the team to boot. And nothing will ever come between
moves and fruits.
Yeah, right out, moves.
Yes. Yeah.
Move.
Yeah. Giddy up. Yeah. Banana to your station. Mango to your station. Bunch of grapes to your bunches of stations.
Okay.
All right. Cantaloupe. Watermelon. Honeydew. I need the melon squad up front. I need your strength. I need your power.
Hoo-yah! Ready and locked and loaded, boss.
Blueberry, you're on my right.
You've done a great job. The old captain would be proud. I know that you and Tomato were never close on account of you always thought he was a vegetable because he had to hide deep behind enemy lines.
I just wish I knew he was always working for us.
He was a tricky one, that Tomato. Some say he lived his whole life as a master of disguise, but...
Tomato, you're with me, I carry you on. Tomato,
remember my last words, I am always with you, I never will leave you. It's me, Ghost Tomato.
Tomato, your legacy passes on like an heirloom.
Capitan, we have successfully gone under, which is a good thing too, because they're launching potatoes from the sky.
Launch that potato to the sky, fine. Take it from its roots, but you're no match for these moves and fruits. All right, you all know your positions. You know what to do. Don't get rattled by this battle and stay strong with our cattle. Okay, so Emperor Carrot?
Emperor Carrot, yes, that is okay, very good. Okay, I got some sort of... Emperor Cucumber,
I
yes,
got some sort
good.
Of bad news, okay? So they all
did
have...
Did we win? Have we won now?
No, actually, we're standing right beside you.
Ah!
Hello, Emperor Karat.
You normally have such good vision. It's very, you have to get up very early to sneak up on a Karat, particularly an Emperor Karat. I heard that traitor Tomato found his way back to you. Huh. But I wonder how much they told you, Strawberry.
He told me everything.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, he told me
everything.
Was
it a heartfelt moment early on in the story?
Yeah, it was great.
What did he tell you? How, oh, he was just working undercovers and he wasn't really part of the vegetable empire. He was a fruit the whole time. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, I have news for you. That is what he did. And gosh, it made me so angry when I found out. Gosh, I was so mad at that traitory tomato, who I thought was a vegetable because he tastes so much. You know, there's like a sort of umami flavor from
there's
all of us.
There's a vegetable thing that gets associated with all vegetables.
But his seeds are on the inside like a filthy fruit. And now you have left me no choice.
But to be arrested by me and these other fruits.
Wait, what? No, I'm giving... Wait, you're doing... Wait, no! No!
We're on your ship!
No! I'm glad that we could provide the sort of distraction to draw all that potato fire away.
Thank
so
you,
that
Dakota.
You could sneak in.
Wow, we did it. Great job, everyone. Wow. It's a brand new day.
When the sun shines down on the Moo Mesa Plains, and the fruit patch will never be the same. With the carrot in jail and tomato in heaven, watching over us all, over us all. We know that blended together, moves and fruits could make something so sweet. And we know that blended together, we can be a milkshake or just a smoothie.
When you get to the root of it, you don't know how far you can go. If you're able to turn over a leaf, vegetables, then you can join us if you dare. 'Cause I know, and now I know for sure, there's so much a fruit can bear.
You are saying that blended together, vegetables could be a smoothie too.
Oh, sure, I'm looking at you. Carrot and orange, yes. You could be friend if you said I guess.
Y'all have a lot in common. Take it from the outside. The differences between fruits and vegetables, they aren't big enough to tan a hide. They aren't big enough to move the world. They are very small. That's what tomato taught us through it all.
When you get to the root of it, you don't know how far you'll go.
Who knows?
When you get to the root of it, it helps us to grow. And I know with you vegetables and with you so much that we can bear, with just fruits. There's so much that we can bear.
So much we can bear.
If we have you too.
Fruits
and moves. Okay, son, that was, you called me in here for this. That was
That's right,
neat,
Dad.
I guess. That was neat.
Oh, I guess it ran over time. That's funny.
It was supposed to only be a 2-hour show, and it ran 2 hours and 5 minutes. When was the deadline for signing the document to renew your stake as dean?
Yeah, I needed to sign the document.
You needed to sign it exactly before midnight, and you didn't, but I did. Because my character, Tomato, died off in Act 1. And so Act 2, my friend Penelope did minor tricks to steal the document. And my friend Claire, who is...
So good, the one in Robin Hood?
The one in Robin Hood. She snuck me over the wall, Robin Hood style. And my friend Sarah was here, being the masters of disguise, being all of the other characters at once, so that you didn't notice that me and my friend, the goat, walked up a wall, which is goat's special ability, to get and break into your vault, and then take the dean paper, and then sign the dean paper. That's right, Dad. I'm the dean now. But you know what? There's another trick.
Okay.
Do you follow so far?
Yeah, I'm with you so far. I'm excited to hear what the next trick is.
The next trick is... Oh, boy. I also threw the paper away. Okay. There's no record. There's proof that I'm the dean.
Okay.
So if someone asks, I am the dean, because I signed the paper, but they won't have proof. Do you see what I mean?
Isn't that a trick on you, son?
Yes. The greatest tricks are the tricks we play on ourselves. And you taught me that, Dad. You taught me that there's so much more to learn. So you can be the dean. Keep being the dean.
So you put on this intricate play.
Like Hamlet.
For me to still be the dean at the end of the day.
Ooh, the play's the thing in which I'll steal dean papers from the dean.
Well, then, my son Fox, there's one trick left for me to unlock. If you want to look at the trickster you shield there, the final trick is still pulled on you, son. The final trickster still is me who has won. You'll notice where it says trickster, there's actually a piece of tape. And if you go ahead and peel it back, you'll discover your real fate. Yes, Theater University, that's where you've been the whole time. And there's no paper trail for my theatrical crime.
This whole time, I thought I was learning tricks. I was really learning to do fine art. And all of my friends, we thought we were learning to steal. And we were, but we were learning to steal hearts. Trickster University is a BFA.
What a trick, a trick on you.
Trickster University is a BFA. The ultimate trick, it's true, is a BFA. The ultimate trick is a BFA.
Or is it?
The end. That was Trickster University.
Ooh, we got tricky with that one. Ooh, we got so tricky. Were you
guys
so confused?
We were doing
it different.
Were you so confused when you were like, hold on, they're doing a different music? These are fruits and vegetables? What is this? But we were doing a trick.
A little trick from us. What is improv if not a trick? Oh my gosh. Okay, well, that was really fun. And wait, Zach, do you remember the cartoon, The Cowboys of Mumesa?
Nope. Is
Hell
it real?
Yeah. What a dream. That's my dream, is to like put in a silly cultural reference, but have like, it just be played like... an offer.
That's Ninja Turtles Street Sharks era thing, right? When there were all those other things.
Yeah, basically. It lasted for like two seasons.
I do vaguely
on Saturday
remember
morning
it.
Cartoons, and it was about like an asteroid hit a part of like the Old West and turned the cowboys into like humanoid cowboys.
Yes, it was of that era of like, oh, Ninja Turtles did good. Let's do Street Sharks. Let's do Cowboys of
other mutant animals. So, and the sheriff is named Dakota. So, just
oh man, Jess, look at you for the real fans.
Come on, for the real fans. Give it up for
a cool reference I dropped to tomatoes being actually fruits.
Yeah, and also you quoted Hamlet, so you had a slick ref.
Well,
and we do keep score of slick refs, and there is a tally, and
we'll never share with you what it is. That's sort of the trick.
That's the trick of that tally.
Get to know.
It's a trick tally. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett on the frets, engineer Brett Morris, definitely when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the stickins, producing the drums whenever they come.
Give it up for you. Were you fooled? You bet you were. I bet you were so fooled.
Did you pause it and say it? Wait, did I switch Epps? Did I skip Epps?
Did they do something wrong? Let us know.
The hashtag tricks, I don't know. Something puce is going on here. Oh my gosh. Okay. We love you. We never trick you for real. Only trick you for fun. We love you so much. Thank you for listening. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book.
We tricked you. Bye.
Bye.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.